Okay, as you know by now, Hamas staged a surprise attack on a Jewish holiday on Israel, southern Israel, across the Gaza area there. And they killed many Israelis, and they kidnapped Israeli women and men, and they stripped at least one woman naked and paraded her naked dead body around, and were chanting how Allah is great, and Netanyahu has declared a state of war with Hamas at this point. There's already been retaliatory attacks and so on. It's escalating very rapidly. But what you may not know about this, a couple of really important points that we need to cover. And I'll have a lot more coverage of this in the coming days, because it does affect us in the United States as well. By the way, it's not just about Israel and, you know, Palestinians and Gaza and all of that. This is a much, much bigger issue. This is a global issue, and it involves Barack Obama and Joe Biden. So a few things to note. Number one, Barack Obama provided all this funding to Iran, or Iran, as it's said in locally. And Iran was given billions of dollars in laundered currency by Obama, who flew the cash in, quite literally, on a U.S. cargo military plane and violated all kinds of international money laundering laws in order to do that. That was all done, you know, before Trump. And at the same time, Obama also arranged for Iran to capture a U.S. military drone, to have it land at the airport in Tehran. And then so the Iranians could reverse engineer it and get drone technology, which Iran is now using to mass manufacture drones that are being purchased by Russia and used against Ukraine. So that's all Barack Obama, by the way. Well, now under Joe Biden, who is, of course, a puppet controlled by Barack Obama, under Joe Biden, more money, billions of dollars, were just released to Iran. And as a result of that, there's more funding for Hamas, because Iran is funding Hamas, and Hamas just fired 5,000 rockets into Israel, killing many Israeli people. And Hamas is stockpiling tens of thousands of such rockets, many of which are, of course, again, paid for indirectly by the United States of America. So Israel, just to summarize, Israel is being attacked by the Hamas terrorists who have been funded by the United States government under Barack Obama and Joe Biden. So that's point number one that you need to understand. And of course, the Jewish community, for some reason, in America, still supports Democrats. This is unbelievable. And at the same time, by the way, you have the Canadian Parliament and the Prime Minister of Canada, Trudeau, honoring Nazis, honoring that Waffen-SS Nazi, Hunka, saying he's a hero of Canada. So the Nazis are in charge. The attacks on Israel are funded by the United States government and spearheaded by the Democrat Party. You know, again, Barack Obama, who wants to destroy America, and Joe Biden. All right, so these are some of the consequences of stolen elections, by the way. When you allow crooks and cartels, you know, a political cartel, to rig an election and to gain power, they will wield it against everyone sooner or later. And right now, they're wielding that power against Israel. So don't think for a minute that Joe Biden and the Biden regime are opposed to this attack on Israel. They are not. In fact, the very first tweet put out by the Biden regime was to call for Israel to not retaliate against Hamas. Yeah, they said no one should defend themselves. It was a pro-Hamas tweet, which has since been deleted, by the way. But that was the first one they put out. All right, the second point is that Israel has clearly suffered a major intelligence failure for not realizing that this attack was imminent. And along with that, the rules of warfare have changed dramatically, because what we've seen now in this attack by Hamas terrorists, they're using paragliders, They're motorized, you know, parachute type vehicles that one person sits in, or sometimes two people can sit in it. And they're just flying over the border into southern Israel and then unloading and just going door to door, mass murdering Israelis. So the border security didn't work. And those of you living in the United States should take heed, because this technique of using motorized gliders or paraglider vehicles can also be used by Mexican-based drug cartels to cross the U.S. border. Not that it's even difficult to cross the border, but this can make it so much easier. And we'll talk about what's about to happen in the U.S. here shortly. Another point that has to be considered is that Hamas is using drones that are dropping what look like mortar shells. And one video I saw this morning, taken from a drone, dropped a mortar shell on an Israeli tank. And it set the tank's engine compartment on fire and destroyed the tank. So a cheap little drone, you know, a few thousand dollars, plus a cheap mortar round, which can be had. I mean, they're stockpiled all over. Especially Hamas has plenty of them. And don't forget that when the U.S. pulled out of Afghanistan recently under Biden, the U.S. left behind billions of dollars of military equipment, including mortar rounds, which of course found their way to Hamas. So once again, the United States Pentagon also is arming Hamas and arming this attack on Israel indirectly. So the drones can take out tanks. Talk about asymmetrical warfare. And paragliders can bypass border security. And that means the rules of warfare have now changed dramatically. Actually, Russia has been demonstrating this quite dramatically in Ukraine, using their drones, which are a lot more sophisticated than Hamas drones, by the way. Russia's Lancet 3 drones are highly sophisticated, and they have tank-destroying weapons, anti-tank weapons on the drone. I mean, it's a kamikaze drone. It just flies into the tank, but right before it hits the tank, it launches an anti-tank armor-penetrating round. You know, one drone, one round. That's it. The drone's toast, but so is the tank, you see. And that's been happening for, you know, over a year. We're seeing that every day in Ukraine. And it's showing that drone warfare is allowing what we could call the economical or asymmetrical destruction of very expensive Western military equipment. In Ukraine, it's, you know, Panther II tanks and soon Abrams tanks. In Israel, it's the Israeli tank. I forgot the name and designation of it, but it's a very unique special tank that is only used by the IDF. So that's what's getting destroyed by these drones. So the final point in all of this that we all need to understand is, and I've warned about this for a couple of years, you've heard me warn about this. It is simply this. The wide open U.S. border, which, as you know, allows 10,000 illegals to cross the border every day into the United States. Some portion of these invaders consist of Middle Eastern terrorists. Some of them are Hamas, some of them are from Syria. And as you may recall, the specific intel that I was given over the last, 18 months or so, I've mentioned it in the podcast here many times, is that Iran, or say Iranian engineers, had built suicide vests, explosive vests that were being smuggled across the open U.S. border by Middle Eastern terrorists. Largely from Afghanistan, by the way, because it's very easy to recruit terrorists from Afghanistan because the locals there, hate the West. They hate the United States and all that has happened there. So these suicide explosive vests, there are two types of them. One is a typical kinetic explosive vest, and a second type is a dirty bomb explosive vest that is able to mix, radioactive material with the kinetic explosives in order to create, a full-blown dirty bomb. All right, so that's happening. Those have already been smuggled into the United States. And many of us believe, from intelligence sources and so on, that there will be an activation day of Middle Eastern terrorism in the United States, perhaps combined with drug cartel activity, and perhaps even combined with People's Liberation Army, Communist China activity. But just as there was this activation against Israel by Hamas terrorists, all a surprise, one day, boom, go, right? They fly the parasails, they launch the rockets, they go in, they go door to door, they start murdering. Just as that happened in Israel, a similar day is coming for the United States. And the thing is, the Hamas assets are already pre-positioned. The equipment is already pre-positioned. The explosive vests have already been smuggled across the border. This is a Barack Obama plan, by the way, to see America destroyed or assaulted by Middle Eastern terrorists, because Barack Obama is a Muslim. You know that. Obama's a Muslim and Big Mike is a dude. Those are two simple truths that the media will never admit to. But Barack Obama is a Muslim and he hates Christians and he has always hated America. And his ascension to the Oval Office was primarily used to engineer precisely this kind of situation to destroy both Israel and the United States. Because do not forget that Israel and the United States are the only two countries in the world that were specifically founded on Christian principles. Only two. And so they are widely hated by globalists and also by many Muslim groups and many nations, such as Iran and you know, of course, groups in Afghanistan and Syria and so on. So what you're actually seeing right now is a prelude of things to come. This is a little taste. What you're seeing in Israel, the door-to-door mass murders, the kidnapping of women, the parading of naked dead women's bodies in the streets, that's coming to America, and all the intel points to it, confirms it, it's going to happen. And yet the FBI is saying that they want to focus on Trump supporters as domestic extremists because they've weaponized the DOJ and the FBI against Americans, while they allow actual terrorists to set up stage areas and weapons supplies and cross the border completely unmolested. And as a result, America is going to be attacked from within. And as I've publicly stated, that attack is going to see these terrorist groups targeting police stations, law enforcement, sheriff's departments, as well as key infrastructure, bridges, ports, refineries, power substations, and telecom infrastructure. All of that is coming. What you see in Israel today is coming to the United States of America soon, because it's all masterminded by the same evil demon creature known as Barack Hussein Obama, who has despised America from day one and who has been protected by the corporate media and pushed by the treasonous Democrats and even defended by a lot of rhino Republicans. So there's the truth that you won't hear anywhere else. Get prepared, folks. It's all coming down. It's going to get pretty darn crazy. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, naturalnews.com and brighteon.com.